It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Wortman. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy joins us on a Thursday morning. Of course, she is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS. And finally, Journal of a Duck Midwife. Good morning, Dr. Wortman.
Good morning. Good morning. And, you know, Marshall, your experience actually is related in a sense to what Jill and I were going to be talking about, which is whether weight loss clinics that seem to be popping up all over these days really are doing the best they can for their patients who want to lose weight. And the reason I say this is that if somebody comes into a weight loss clinic, rather than doing what your doctor did with you, which is to sit down and say, okay, let's talk about why you're having problems losing weight, why you regained it many times over, what are the triggers that cause you to gain weight, why are you unable to make healthy food choices, why aren't you able to exercise, what is your emotional state, like all these factors which really contribute to inability of people to lose weight or to keep it off once they have, rather than doing all that. You know, sort of similar to the doctor looking at a computer printout of your blood values rather than looking at you, the patient. What these people will say, physicians all the way down to, technicians, oh, we can get you to lose weight. And we have this drug. In fact, they're new drugs, which help insulin control, and supposedly, and you have to take by injection or by pill, which gets you to lose weight because they take away hunger, but one of the problems is once you stop taking them, you gain back all your weight. So it's sort of a lifelong intervention, and nobody knows what the lifelong side effects might be. Anyway, rather than going through all that and relying on a drug lifelong to prevent you from gaining weight, they do not try to get to the root of the problem. What your doctor did was to say, gee, I'm not going to look at the computer printouts and all these notes, but I'm going to really look at you, the patient. But that's not very cost. That's very labor-intensive. It doesn't produce very much revenue, for the clinic or for the doctor, and therefore it's rarely done. And, when people, again, look at the weight loss industry, oh, why can't people lose weight? Why do 97% plus gain weight afterward, even from Weight Watchers down to, meal delivery systems or what have you? It's because nobody pays attention to the individual.
Yeah. Well, it was an amazing experience. And she said, I am going to come up with an answer as to what has caused all these things that have cascaded. And she said, whether you like to hear it or not, I will come up with the answer. That's what she said.
Yeah, but she's paying attention to you, the individual, not a bunch of data. And she's not looking at you as one more person walking into her office and out again in 15 or 20 minutes. And it's the same, again, you're not part of a factory in which you're being processed and sent out the other end, maybe a little healthier, but maybe not. And that's really what's happening. I mean, I don't want to demean weight loss clinics. I'm sure some of them are well-meaning. They certainly are set up to make a profit, but you have to understand that when you walk in as a patient. But why isn't the same approach taken? And I think the reason is it doesn't make any money for the people who are giving their weight loss advice. And there's been no pushback on the part of the patient. I mean, nobody, if you lose weight, if you're fat and you walk in obese, you walk into a weight loss center, you don't feel that great about yourself. You're there because you have a problem, and the problem is you, say to yourself. But nobody says to you, well, why are you gaining the weight? What is the problem? What is the environment in which you're living that's causing you not to make healthy food choices? Even when you go out to dinner with friends, why is it that you are the one who orders too much food, cleans your plate, eats dessert, etc.? Why are you doing this? And, is it boredom? Is it frustration? Is it anger? Is it anxiety? Or is it simply that you don't care? And why don't you care? These are questions that aren't asked because, again, they don't make any money for the weight loss centers. And, and the point is they don't do well in advertising. Weight loss centers say, we're going to get you to lose weight, and just go online, and you will see so many of them. And, Jill, the interesting thing is I went online to one of them, and I said, would you be eligible for our program, it said. And so it gave a whole, I went on, pretended to put my dog's name in, and it asked me about what kind of underlying medical conditions I had, and I put down none. Oh, you're not eligible. You're not eligible, it said. I thought, what? I falsified my weight. You're not eligible. It said, okay, let me go back. And then I put in, I have high blood pressure. Oh, now you're eligible.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you can charge my health insurance.
That's
if
right.
I have had high blood pressure.
Right. No, and it's and people, we actually need to retrain in the most lovely way. It's the best is when someone has an experience like Marshall had. Because then it's easier to say, see, that's how it should be. Now, the next time you go to something, that's, you know, that can be a baseline for you. We have talked ad infinitum, ad nauseum, however you want to say it, about how most people don't ask their doctors the questions that need to be asked.
That's right.
Anyway. Like, oh, great, thank you for this weight loss medication, or thank you for helping me with my, like, feeling miserable. Why do I have to gain 75 pounds when I pop my first pill? You know, like, that would be a really good question that I would, you know.
That's exactly, and if you say to them, will this keep my weight off? Mm-hmm. Well, the answer is, and these are called semaglutide pills. The answer is, yeah, your weight will stay off as long as you keep taking the pills. The answer is not, the weight will stay off as long as you're able to change your lifestyle and work out those issues that caused you to gain weight to begin with. That's not the answer. And it should be, but it's not. And clearly, no drug is going to work by itself. You have to eat less, and you have to exercise, and you have to try to avoid, you know, binging and eating, picking foods that have high in calories. And that all is sort of given as lip service. But the point is, if people could do it, they would have done it. It's why can't you do it? And that is it's a struggle. You sometimes can't come up with the answer. But at least you and the person who you're helping should be able to struggle together and try different answers, just like this doctor of Marshall's is struggling with him to try to find out an answer. She's motivated to find an answer. I'm not sure that when you go into a weight loss clinic, people are motivated to find an answer. They're motivated to get you to lose weight and claim their success on the Internet.
And charge for insurance. Thank you very much,
okay.
Dr. Judith Wortman. Food for me.
And you can hear Judy, of course, right here on Thursday mornings, right here on Robin Hood Radio, and also robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand, click on Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.